This is All Things Gardening with Charlie Nardozzi. Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Mary.
Recently, this giant wasp got in the house, and I blocked off all the doors, and I pushed out all the window screens, and I fed it droppers full of rainwater because, you know, it was distressed. And then we had like this good heart-to-heart mind meld, and it finally found its way out the open window. So back to our gardens, I feel like I don't want to use some harsh means to protect against insects. So what can I and folks who are like-minded do to protect our gardens from insects?
Well, first of all, I want to hire you to come to our house and do that exact same thing with all the wasps and insects coming in our house. The material I like to use in the garden is called micromesh. I've been trying to get away from spraying a lot. So micromesh is a nice material. It's kind of like a row cover, but it's made out of a window screening kind of material. So it's light, it's soft, it's flexible, it's got small holes, and it bends right over the hoops on top of your raised bed. What's great about it is that it's durable. It lasts many seasons. I've had it for a number of years now. You can see through it very easily, so you can see if there's any pests or things in there, but you let the light and the water and the rain and the air get through, so the plants grow really well. It blocks insects, it blocks animals, and it even blocks the wind, so your little baby seedlings will do much better. I've used it successfully for insects such as leaf miners that you get on beets and Swiss chard, broccoli pests like cabbage worms and swede midges, and leek moths that you get on leeks and garlic and onions. And it's UV stabilized, and also some of them come with a green tint to them, so it provides a little bit of shading as well. Of course, if it's a kind of vegetable that needs cross-pollination, like a squash, if you have squash vine borers, this would work early in the season, but once you have the flowers, you're going to have to actually open that up. But it's a nice way to avoid doing a lot of spraying, which is probably something everyone is really interested in.
Yeah, so that's easy enough to find at a garden store. Just ask for micro mesh.
Yes, garden stores are carrying it. You can get it online as well.
Let's get a question from Doreen in Burlington. She says, hi, Charlie. You've always been so good to answer my questions. So here's another. This plant that looks like Queen Anne's lace has invaded my garden and choked out many perennials over the last few years. Can you let her know how to get rid of them?
I'm guessing, after I saw the photo of this email, that it was goutweed. So goutweed does have kind of a whitish flower to it. You know goutweed or bishop's weed or agapodium, a lot of different names for it. It's the same plant. It was one of those ground covers that were brought from Europe to America, and it does a really good job covering the ground, but too good of a job. So it gets into the lawn, it gets into the flower gardens, it gets all over the place. With goutweed, you have to kind of be like Dumbledore in Lord of the Rings. You have to remember that scene where he says, "Ye shall not pass." You got to draw a line in your garden to decide, I'm not going to let it spread into this area. Then after a heavy rain, go in and dig it out. Mow it down, dig it out as much as you can, get as much of the root system as you can in that area. Then cover the whole thing over with a thick plastic tarp and really anchor it all around the edges and leave it there till next year. Next spring, come, take the tarp off, dig it out again, because there'll be some that are still surviving in there, and then you can bring in compost and plant. You're still going to have to keep digging it out over time, because it's going to take a while to get rid of it, but you've weakened it enough so you can get a head start on it. The other key thing to do is dig a trench around that area and put edging in, metal edging or heavy-duty plastic edging. Put it down deep, too, a good 8 to 10 inches. That's going to keep the goutweed from re-encroaching from the outside into your area. So if you're strong like Dumbledore, you can actually keep it out of your garden and enjoy your perennial flower garden.
Okay, Doreen, let us know if you try it and if that works. And if you've got a question for Charlie Nardozzi, send it to allthingsgardening@vpr.org. Thanks, Charlie.
You're welcome, Mary, and I'll be seeing you in the garden.